Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our service this morning, which is morning prayer. And we especially welcome any visitors, anybody who's here for the first time or who hasn't been here for some time because of illness or if you've returned from holidays. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I've returned from mine, so I have a sad countenance. As we welcome everybody this morning, we thank Jenny Smith and Martina Whiteside, who are the two lesson readers for us this morning, the Old Testament and the New Testament readings. Just to set our minds right, we remember words from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. But first, let us take a moment to confess our sins to God our Father. And into the silence we bring before God anything we would wish to confess before him, to ask his forgiveness, and to receive his mercy and strength to serve him better. And so together we confess. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We stand as God's forgiven people. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
And the psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 128. Psalm 128. We say this psalm in alternate half verses. Blessed are all who fear the Lord
and walk in his ways.
You shall eat the fruit of the toil of your hands.
It shall go well with you, and happy shall you be.
Your wife within your house shall be like a fruitful vine.
Your children round your table like fresh olive branches.
Thus shall the one be blessed
who fears the Lord.
The Lord from out of Zion bless you.
That you may see Jerusalem in prosperity all the days of your life.
May you see your children's children.
And may there be peace upon Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. Amen. We sit for the first reading.
Our weekly readings have reminded us that Abraham and his family were immigrants. They sent back to their homeland to find wives for their sons. Jacob had met his beautiful cousin Rachel, but her father Laban manages to get his elder daughter married first, according to the custom. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 29, beginning at verse 15. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were lovely, but Rachel was graceful and beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel. So he said, "I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than that I should give her to any other man."